Heavenly Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts for all the blessings that you give us. I ask that you will help us all to know how to take our blessings and to share them with others and to become a blessing to someone else. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Well, those are pretty familiar words, aren't they? Every time someone sneezes, we hear them, don't we? Over and over again. God bless you. But do you just say those words? Or do you ever stop and think what that truly means? How does God bless you? Or bless us? A few weeks ago, I was visiting my mom in the nursing home. And I had the great pleasure of reading the Bible to her while she laid resting in her bed. I read her some of her favorite Psalms. And as I glanced over at her, I could see a smile appear on her face. And she laid there with her eyes closed, so peaceful as she listened. And when I finished reading to her, we had a word of prayer. And she told me how wonderful it was to hear me read scripture to her. Now, that doesn't sound like I really did anything extraordinary for my mom, does it? But this was the first time since she was put in the nursing home that she wanted to hear God's holy word. So I felt so blessed and so honored to be the one in the family that she chose to read to her. And I could remember that closeness that I felt to her, something that I had never felt before, a different kind of closeness, a closeness that only God can give you. I knew God was with us in that room. I could feel his presence. And as I left that night from the nursing home and I walked towards that front door, I had this feeling of peace. Feel my body from head to toe. It was a contentment that I had never felt before. And I couldn't wait to rush home and share the story with my husband. This is something that I had longed for, and I got it, a blessing. I felt so blessed. Now, I'm sure that each one of you out there have a story similar to mine where something wonderful at some time or another made you feel so blessed. Maybe it was some kind of an event that happened in your life, or maybe it was just someone who came into your life at that most perfect time when you needed those words of encouragement. Or maybe it's today, sitting in those pews worshiping God, is how you feel blessed. I know I feel blessed today to be here, and I want to thank each and every one of you for inviting me here, and I thank Pastor Meredith for giving me the opportunity to share God's message with you today. Our scripture today was from Ephesians, and I want to read that again to you. I read it the first time from the New Living Translation. But as I was preparing my message, I read it in different translations, and the one that I felt was so eloquently written was the one from the Message. So I'm going to read it again for you. And just listen to how Eugene Peterson talks about these spiritual blessings that God gives us. How blessed is God! And what a blessing he is. He's the father of our master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Isn't that wonderful? to know that God wanted to love us even before we were created. What a blessing. And then it goes on to say, long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of this his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of that cross. Yes, we are a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up against us for all of our misdeeds. And not just barely free, we are abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set out all before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in the deepest heavens and everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up high, he had his eye on us and designs us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed, you found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment of what's to come, a reminder that we'll get everything, yes, I said everything, God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Now that letter is written by the Apostle Paul. And he writes the letter to his faithful friends and Christians of Ephesus. And he had visited them many times before, but this time when he writes this letter, he was in jail, awaiting trial in Rome. Now, I'm not sure about you, but if I was sitting in jail, I'm not sure how blessed I would feel. Yeah. But somehow, some way, God made Paul feel so blessed that he didn't let that little inconvenience of jail stop him from sending a letter of encouragement for individuals and for a community of believers. When Paul starts his letter to the people of Ephesus, he starts with the praise for his spiritual blessings. Wait a minute. Spiritual blessings? Aren't blessings just blessings? Are we supposed to categorize our blessings? And if we do, is there one category that's more important than the other category? Let's think about that for a minute. In my children's message that I tweaked a little bit for all of you, I told you that a blessing is a gift from God. So if all blessings come from God, what makes some blessings spiritual blessings? I can tell by the look on some of your faces that you're wondering that as well. And I pondered that for quite a while as I was preparing my sermon today. And I didn't really come up with an answer. So I thought to myself, well, everyone always says, well, just Google it. Google tells you everything. So I did. I Googled it. What are spiritual blessings? And this is what Google tells me. Spiritual blessings are the benefits that we as Christians receive from a close relationship from God through Jesus Christ. How perfect is that? That is just so perfect. And what a great way for Paul to start his letter of encouragement to his faithful followers in Ephesus. He reveals to them and to us all the wondrous ways that we have because God loves us. And if you can recall when I was reading the scripture in verse 4, it says, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." What a great blessing that is. And what a mysterious plan that reveals that God has set for us. And yet, today, in the busyness of our lives, sometimes we fail to be willing to love one another the way that God has loved us because of all the differences in the world. God chose us to be members of his family. He adopted us through his son, Jesus Christ. So now we are united through Christ with God, adopted into God's family. Another one of those spiritual blessings that he gives us. Yes, are we all starting to feel that wonderful sense of God's presence and those blessings in our lives? And the list of these spiritual blessings go on and on. Paul tells us that God grants us grace when we stray from his way. And I know there have been times in my life that God did grant me that grace. He did it before, and he'll do it again. Because God's love is unfailing. He extends grace continually to us when we believe in him. He shows us kindness, and he forgives us when we fall short. Something that as humans, we don't always do so graciously, do we? When someone hurts us, we aren't so kind to forgive, are we? But God does. And he blesses us with his forgiveness and his kindness day after day. And he gives us wisdom and understanding so that we can listen to his message, his word. And then he wants us to go out and share that wonderful message of salvation with everyone that we meet. Because as God has blessed us, we too should be a blessing to someone else. We need to praise God and glorify him for what he has given us. And we can do that by showing God that we know how to become a blessing to others. During this past Lenten season at our church, we had a study group that talked about the power of prayer. It was quite an awesome experience. I always thought I knew how to pray, and I always thought I knew what the power of prayer was. But after attending 6 weeks of this study group, I found out that the power of prayer is much more than I could ever imagine because of God's love for his children. And it doesn't really matter how we pray. There were some in our group that said, "I don't want to pray," because we had to take turns going around the table saying the prayer at the end of our study group. And there were some that were quite backward about it. And I recall Pastor Cindy saying to us, "It doesn't matter how you pray. God knows what you're going to say before you say it, so go ahead and say it." That's true, isn't it? God knows everything we're going to say, everything we're going to do, before we even do it or say it. And when we are short on words in our prayers, it's okay to just say, "Help me, God." Because he knows. He knows what we need help with. Or "forgive me, God." Those are all prayers. Prayers that we can say to let him know that we want to praise him for what he has done in our lives. I took that newfound power of prayer with me, and I decided to put it into action a little bit differently than I had in the past. So what I do each morning, when my alarm goes off, I hit the snooze button, and I lay there, and I listen. I listen to see what I hear outside. Now, we live in the country, and we have our windows open, and I do have to tell you, we have chickens and goats and ducks and I'm not sure what else we have at our house, but we have all of that. So any of those sounds I could possibly hear. But I have to tell you, on most days, when I lay there, what I hear is some little bird outside my window singing to me, giving me new hope, blessing me on my day. It sure makes my day go better. It makes me want to get up and take that blessing that I just got from God and to give it. Give it to somebody at work, somebody that maybe doesn't know God, somebody who has put up a wall between them and God, or somebody who knows God but just hasn't taken time to bless themselves and to bless others with God's love. So after I get ready for work, I get in my car and I back out of the garage. And you all know how much rain we've had, and it's mostly a dreary day when I leave for work. But somehow, as I'm backing out of the garage, I say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for..." And then I pause. And I look out my car window to see or to hear something that God has given me. Sometimes it's the gray clouds. Sometimes it's the rain. But whatever it is that I see or hear, I thank God for that blessing. God has blessed us in so many ways, ways that we don't even stop to think about. But we should thank him for that. So I encourage you to look around and look for the little blessings. Because little blessings can become big blessings when you take those blessings and share them with others. And just as God has given us these many spiritual blessings of forgiveness, of love, of wisdom, of salvation, we need to return that and become a blessing in someone else's life. We need to give his love, show kindness, forgive, and bring happiness all around ourselves. So I want to challenge you today and this week, and then for the weeks to come, my brothers and sisters, the next time you see an opportunity to become a blessing, snatch it. Snatch it up. Don't let anyone else take it. You snatch it. And as you're holding on to it, you glorify God and you praise God for doing wonderful things in your life and in this world. Because God's purpose for our lives is to give us salvation. And when our lives become chaotic and we need to count our blessings and we need to trust him completely. God is in control, you know. He has given us all the Holy Spirit as that seal that we belong to him. This letter of Ephesians that Paul wrote wasn't written just for the church at Ephesus long ago, but it was written for our churches today. In this world where there is so many things that distract us, that pull us in a different direction, we need reminded of all the benefits of that close relationship with God. our spiritual blessings. Go out. Become closer to God. Shine His light for all to see. And become a blessing to someone in this world. Amen.